This is Brother Metter, and I thank you for joining with us today. And I thank God for his goodness and mercy and all that he's doing for us and where he's taking us, because when can you think of a time in history where God has stood the world still and caused it to stand still so that he could bring his people together, that we would have the opportunity and the ability to seek him and cry out for the unity of the faith to be restored? It's what God has done. That's why he put us in this time. That's why he brought this plague on the face of the earth. And as we come out of this, I don't know all that God's going to do. All I know is he has spoken to me about the restoring of the faith, the restoring of the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the pommel worm, all that that's been eaten up, he has told us that he was going to restore to us those years in Joel 2:25. Well, when the Lord started giving me this 2 or 3 years ago, he showed me that the locust, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the pommel worm was all doctrines of men. And this come into being after the day of Pentecost, after the church was established, the church came forth in power, the kingdom of God was being revealed in man, the government had been set up to lead the church in the maturity and the perfection of Christ, according to Ephesians 4 and 11, 12, and 13, for he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or the teaching or building up or erecting of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, one faith. We're going to come in the oneness of it, unto the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect or a mature or complete man, in God, to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, to the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. And that word measure of stature means fullness of years. We're going to come to the fullness of the maturity that Christ came to, which makes us an heir with God and a joint heir with Christ. Not Jesus, but the Christ, because Jesus became the Christ. There is a difference between the man Jesus and the man and the God being joined together, which makes the man Christ Jesus. And I just ministered a word on the spirit of the man Christ Jesus is the Holy Ghost that now dwells in us in a measure. But in verse 14 of Ephesians 4, when we come to all that, Paul said, then henceforth, now we be no more children. Till we come to this unity of the faith, till we come to this maturity, till we come to this knowledge of the Son of God, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, we're going to be children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. So God has established the church on the day of Pentecost. But I'm telling you, man's doctrines and traditions has gotten it off track. The apostle and prophet's ministry has been rejected. And the Lord said it would be. He said in Isaiah 28 that, behold, I lay in Zion a cornerstone, a tried stone, a chief cornerstone. And that cornerstone is what is laid when you get ready to build a building. That cornerstone is laid in all. It's got to be square. It's got to be laid in order, because all the rest of the building builds off of it. And if it's out of order, the whole building will be out of order. So the Lord is laying the foundation again for the book of Acts church to bring us forward in the ministry he started in the book of Acts and reveal his kingdom, restore his power, his authority, his dominion, and his government. Because he told Isaiah, and Isaiah spoke, said that the government would be upon his shoulders, and to his government there would be no end. There will never be an end to the government in God, in Jesus Christ, and the government is upon his shoulders, and he's laid a solid, true foundation, and it's built upon that foundation of the apostles and prophets. So we've come through a lot, we've learned a lot, but now I want to go to Isaiah 43, and I'm going to read a few verses here, and I want you to pay attention to this. In Isaiah 43 and 18, he says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." He said, "I'm now going to spring forth. Shall ye not know it?" I've told you time and time again, I was doing a new thing. I brought you the scripture. I've tried to get you to understand that I've spoken to you for at least 4, maybe 5 years now, that I'm changing the course of man in the earth. I give you prophecies. I give dreams. I give visions. I've had it preached that I was changing the course of man in the earth. And people just gone right on doing their own thing, serving God like God wasn't talking to us. And I remember in August of 2017, God told us that we needed to change the way we worshiped Him, needed to change the order of our services, start stepping out in prayer and believing God and asking God for direction in services. And we just kept going the same way and kept doing the same thing and the same thing over and over and over. And all some people are waiting on right now is for this thing to be over, where they can go right back to worship the way they left it. Well, if you do that, then you've missed what God has tried to work in you. You've missed the moving of the Spirit of God that He wanted to bring you to, because He said, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it?" May God bless you.